Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 97.1 The Ticket. It's a show that we never thought we'd ever end up doing, and it's been harder than we expected. But what's made it somewhat comforting is all the listeners and the stories and the texts, and people have called in, including Jamie's roommate from college calling in from Washington, D.C. named Max. Speaking of Jamie's college, as you know, we've had the pleasure of having him on our show a few times, more than a few. You see him on the Big Ten Network all the time, fraternity brother of Jamie and one of the Go-Cats and one of the greats, great broadcasters formerly of ESPN and a voice of the Big Ten Network. Dave Revson joins us now. Dave, condolences obviously to you. You've known him even longer than me, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really crushing, Stoney. I don't know what else to say. I'm still kind of trying to process everything, but I think the one thing that has been really uplifting and heartwarming in all of this, and I spent most of yesterday, it felt like, kind of on Twitter reading, me too. Reading stuff that people were saying about Jamie and reading. I mean, Wojo's column was unbelievable.
I know.
There were a few other ones that I thought that people wrote that were really good. And then just comments of listeners. And the thing, I actually said this to one of the listeners, kind of said something about, hey, it's great when you come on and you can tell the affinity you guys have for one another. And I said, the thing that's really cool is knowing that, you know, Jamie kind of went off into the world, right, and was in Detroit for 25 years, and that his listeners loved him as much as his college buddies did. Like, no one loves you more than your college buddies.
I know.
Right? I mean, I know. That's kind of, and yet that he had that same impact on his listenership, on you guys, you know, on all you guys who were, you know, I mean, I read like the stuff that Brady said that was, you know, incredibly touching. And obviously he and Wojo had this incredible relationship, and you guys and all the different people that he worked with through the years. But that he impacted the listeners in that way, and that they kind of said, you know, this is a guy who I'd want to hang out with. And even though I didn't know him, he made such an impact on my life. And man, that really moves me because you know, that's just a testament to the kind of person that he was.
Your friend Max, who called earlier, revealed a story where Jamie got him press passes to see a Bulls game when he got to be up close with Michael Jordan. Now, Doug Karst just told us a story that Jamie had when you and Jamie were doing a Northwestern basketball game, and it was a close game, and Jamie said something like, if Northwestern wants to win this game, they have to score on this possession. And you said to Jamie, Jamie, they want to score on this possession.
He claims that I said, it's safe to assume Northwestern wants to win this game, which shows how sarcastic I am. It also shows what a tenuous grasp I had on Northwestern athletics, because it wasn't much after that they had the point shaving scandal, where in fact they didn't want to win the game. So I give credit to Jamie for being ahead of the game. But yeah, he does. He has recounted that story for me. One that I think is really funny that shows his sense of humor. We actually had a Zoom call with a bunch of our fraternity brothers. I mean, it would have been 9 days ago. It's just hard to believe. It's hard to comprehend it. And I told this story. where ESPN was doing some deal where they were having a student from the school, the host school of a game, be the sideline reporter. I don't really remember this happening much, but maybe it was for 1 year. And so they put a sign up for, first of all, for some reason, Northwestern was on ESPN, which in and of itself would have been a shocking upset in those years. I don't know who they must have been playing, Michigan or Ohio State. I don't remember the context of the game. But so there's a sign at the radio station saying, if you want to do this, like kind of here's how to apply. And so I was like, oh, my God, I want to do this. And so I called number, and then somehow I ended up, I don't really remember how it all played out, but somehow I ended up at the truck the day before the game. I think they may have told me to go down there and meet someone, and I went down there, and this guy was kind of the producer of the game, was kind of, you could tell he wasn't really that into doing this, and he said, I'm not sure we're going to do it, but I talked to him for like 10 minutes, and honestly, I think he was trying to get rid of me, you know, like, in hindsight, I didn't really understand it at the time. But he goes, all right, if we use anybody, it's going to be you. I'm not sure we're going to do it. I'm like, great, you know, I got it. so he takes my phone number and says, you know, I'll call you and let you know what we decide. I go back to the fraternity house, and I'm a senior. Jamie's a sophomore. And so, you know, I'm like telling some guys. I didn't know that Jamie had applied for it. I didn't know that he won. I mean, obviously, of course he wanted to do it. But I just didn't know. I hadn't thought about it. The only person I was thinking about was me. And so I'm telling this story to a bunch of guys who are sitting around, and Jamie's at the table. And I walk away, and the story was relayed to me later that Jamie goes, wow, I wonder why they're going to use Rever and not use me. And one of the guys looked at him and said, well, maybe it's because he's a senior. And Jamie looks at him and says, what do you think I did? Went up to him and said, hey, Jamie Samuelson, sophomore. So, and then I got a voicemail on my answering machine, you know, saying, yeah, we're not going to do it. Sorry, thanks for coming by. So I don't think it was ever going to happen, but I think it just shows kind of his, you know, his sense, his sarcasm, his sense of humor, his, I don't know. He's just such a great guy. I miss him so much, man. I just can't. I can't, it's just incomprehensible already. No, I can't believe it.
I know, we were so fortunate, about six of us, as you probably know, got to see him last Tuesday after he revealed Monday to the public, and it was just, he got to tell everybody he loved him, and talking to his wife, and he's the best. He is the freaking best, and your Northwestern, you know, journalism alumni really came out in full force over yesterday, too. I saw the tweets from Greeny and Adonde and Doug LaMaurice as well, and you guys were terrific.
Seth Myers,
exactly.
Has
been on the show
in our fraternity as well. To know him was to love him. So and I felt that way. I mean, I met him during Fraternity Rush. I mean, I remember he was wearing a cowl hat. I remember we talked about Will Clark. you know, just loved him from the get-go, and amazing guy. I'm so proud of everything that he accomplished in our business. You know, we were confidants for one another quite a bit along the way, and talked about the different challenges that each one of us faced, and I think we kind of had a mutual appreciation society. You know, I know he was proud of my accomplishments. I was incredibly proud of his, and but I think prouder still of just what a great person. You know, again, it's so weird to talk about in the past tense, but what a great person he was. That is the thing that sticks with me, and that's the thing that I'm so happy got conveyed. I think, like, for those who didn't know him well, to understand just really a great human being, and the kind of, you know, he was remembered yesterday in the way that I think all of us would love to be remembered.
You got it.
For being a great person.
Yeah. And then finally, you know, the fact that he told Wojo that he was worried that he would die and have no impact here after being 25 years, and Wojo basically wanted to punch him in the face. I mean, and at least he got to see some of that after he came clean on Monday. But he's up there and hopefully reading Twitter and all that stuff and says, you know what? I made a big impact here. He did. Dave, thank you very much for calling in. Condolences to you as well as all his friends, the Northwestern family, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon about some Big Ten actual football, but who the hell knows if that's even going to happen.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. And again, I just want to say on behalf of all of our fraternity brothers, you know, we have a great, great group of guys who love Jamie so much. And we are so thankful for everything that you guys have done to remember him, because, you know, you have a voice and an ability to do it. And it has warmed everyone's collective hearts. So thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Revson, Big Ten Network and fraternity brother of our brother. Jamie Samuelson, 97, won the ticket.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.